USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The U.S. will avert a catastrophic default on its debt.
No one got everything they wanted, but the American people got what they needed. We averted an economic crisis, an economic collapse. We're cutting spending and bringing the deficits down at the same time.
In an address to the nation from the Oval Office, President Biden said he'll sign the debt ceiling agreement Saturday. The president praised the bipartisan deal and commended Speaker McCarthy and other congressional leaders in getting a deal done.
I know bipartisanship is hard, and unity is hard, but we can never stop trying. Because in moments like this one, the ones we just faced, where the American economy and the world economy is at risk of collapsing, there's no other way.
It was a major day for Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped more than 700 points after a stronger-than-expected jobs report and on the heels of lawmakers approving that debt ceiling deal. At the same time, Fitch Ratings said Friday it's placed the U.S. AAA credit rating on their negative watch list for the next few months. Former Vice President Mike Pence is off the hook where classified documents are concerned.
The Department of Justice has informed former Vice President Mike Pence that they will not pursue criminal charges regarding his handling of classified documents after leaving office. Earlier this year, Pence's lawyers informed the DOJ about the discovery of a few classified documents at his Indiana home. The letter arrives just a week before Pence is anticipated to announce his presidential candidacy for 2024. I'm John Schaefer.
It's not over for Ed Sheeran.
Baby, my heart.
The family of Marvin Gaye's co-writer of the song Let's Get It On is planning on appealing the copyright infringement verdict that went against them last month. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Fort Bragg, North Carolina is officially renamed Fort Liberty. A ceremony took place at the military installation Friday. The Department of Defense announced plans to rename the base in January after its naming commission pushed to rename military installations named after Confederate soldiers. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in South Carolina. Speaking in Beaufort County, DeSantis says if elected president, he will immediately make economic changes.
We will reverse Biden's disastrous economic policies that are making it harder on American families. We're going to open up American energy production so that we can be energy independent.
DeSantis went on to say he would close the border and end the immigration crisis and would crack down on crime. Former President Trump, in the meantime, is criticizing a word that has been central in DeSantis' campaign messaging, the term woke. Trump says he doesn't like the word and no one can define it. DeSantis' reference to woke is often in criticism aimed at America's media and other corporations seeking to deliver products and services to a more and more politically aware consumer base. On that note, Volkswagen's planning to bring back its iconic VW bus to North America.
The car maker announced on Friday that it will begin selling an electric version of the VW bus, dubbed the VW ID Buzz, and will do so beginning next year. I'm Phil Hewlett.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.